News. I'm Mark Remillard. The special prosecutor overseeing the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump has resigned following a judge's order that it was him or Fulton County D.A. Fonnie Willis. The order comes after allegations of an inappropriate relationship between Willis and prosecutor Nathan Wade. With the decision, the case against Trump will move forward, but ABC News contributor and former Georgia prosecutor Chris Timmons says he expects Willis to play a smaller role.
I don't think she's going to be sitting at counsel table. I think she's going to go back to her role and let her very capable deputies and the two special prosecutors who remain in the case take the ball and move it forward.
Trump's defense had sought to have Willis removed. Some 200 tons of humanitarian aid reaching Gaza through a new sea corridor from Cyprus. It's a significant step in getting aid into the war-torn territory. At least three people are dead following powerful storms that struck the Midwest from Texas to Ohio. At least 14 tornadoes confirmed to have touched down. This is ABC News. We're hearing audio from the body-worn cameras of sheriff's deputies involved in a shootout earlier this month with a suspect in Santa Rosa, California, that left four deputies injured.
Are you there?
What started as a 911 call of a man outside of a nightclub seen with a gun.
He said a long gun.
Turned into a chase and several shootouts between the suspect, 53-year-old Jose Cervantes, who had an AK-47, and deputies. You can hear as one reports they had been hit.
Julius hit!
It ended when Cervantes crashed his car head-on into one of the patrol cars, killing himself.
Cover me, I'm going for my rifle.
Four deputies were injured. One remains in critical but stable condition. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Prosecutors in Albuquerque, New Mexico, wrapping up their case against an Afghan refugee facing charges that he gunned down a man in 2022 in what prosecutors say turned out to be the first of three ambush-style killings involving members of the Muslim community. Mohammed Syed has denied responsibility. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer. I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do is use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is in critical but stable condition. That's according to an annual industry group report. Mike Mohn has more.
Annual findings from the Wisconsin Hospital Association show that health systems around the state have made some hiring gains following some worrisome years. However, job vacancy rates are at double digits for 8 of 18 health professions, and registered nurses just moved into that territory. WHA's Ann Zink says that's concerning for a key reason.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the health care team.
Wisconsin is projected to see one out of every four residents reach retirement age by 2030, putting more pressure on demand for services. Providers and state officials are carrying out efforts to reduce staffing turnover in healthcare. The report has specific recommendations, including regulatory changes and expanded use of technology to help see patients. In the meantime, Zeng says the current challenges will be noticed by healthcare consumers.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
Zeng says that creates busier waiting rooms for those settings. And the report's authors say clinics are having a harder time filling certain support staff positions, such as medical assistants and receptionists. As for the bright spots, the WHA says there are more physicians in Wisconsin than there were a decade ago. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, the wind picking up and a low in the upper 30s. Partly sunny tomorrow, high upper 40s and windy. Cold Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, high near 40. The wind dies down for Monday, mostly sunny, cold again though, high only upper 30s. It's 42 right now.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Thank God! Here's Dominic! How you doing?
Hey, Crudy, happy Friday to you. Rich and Nate working the board. Thank you, gentlemen, our fair audience. We made it through another week, and it is a busy Friday. Had a little Sports Talk Live going on, Crudy. Well done, man.
Sports Talk Live, what do you got for us? Thank you.
Brings me back to the old college days.
Thank you to Civic Media's sports reporter, Mike Clements, for joining me here in Madison, the expanded third hour, earlier hour. You know, kept it local, kept it Homer. You know how I do it, Dom. And the Badgers won today, so I was very happy.
Dude, that's awesome.
They're playing on the weekend, Final Four of the Big Ten tournament.
I think Marquette plays tonight. Is that correct?
I don't care, man. That's Marquette. Nah. I said I'm a Homer. You don't see a Marquette hat on this head.
Man. Clemens is a sports guy. He doesn't just report on the Wisconsin Badgers. I thought perhaps there may have been some Marquette talk.
We actually discussed the fact that the Wisconsin Badger football team had their pro day, the NFL draft coming up and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Marquette doesn't have a football team, Dom.
No, that I'm aware of, but they do have a basketball team and they're playing tonight in their tournament.
We didn't actually discuss college basketball, just acknowledge that the Badgers won. And this talk of Marquette's got you thinking that Kuchka's got you brainwashed. What the Ukrainian's been working you on
the backyard, brother.
Okay, I'll look into Marquette's game tonight. But I'm more worried about the Big Ten tournament, just for the record.
And I understand. Yeah, Scrooty.
I kind of feel like somebody moved Christmas. Remember when you were a kid? You'd have the advent calendar. You know, now we have the beer advent calendars.
Advent beer calendar, right? Tall boys.
And you would look forward to Christmas and, you know, it seemed like forever. It's like a month away and you'd count it down 25 days, whatever the case may be. But eventually Christmas would get here. But I feel like Santa Claus said 30-day delay in Christmas. And now it's not till next month. What happened, Tom, in the Trump hush money trial? Delayed 30 days. I'm a little miffed.
Oh, it's not that bad, Crudy. NBC reporting breaking news as we speak. The trial in the New York hush money case against former President Trump has been delayed until the middle of April. Judge Juan Merchan ruled on Friday.
You know, you tell me to take it easy, but what if the weekend was delayed till like next Tuesday? You'd be losing your freaking mind right now.
That'll never happen, man. It's always the weekend. Merchan said the trial, originally scheduled to begin March 25th, would be pushed back 30 days from Friday. 30 days from Friday.
Damn it.
Of course, Alvin Bragg previously said he would support the trial being delayed 30 days into late April. Trump's legal team requested it be postponed 90 days. Now, if it's 30 days from Friday, that's today, presumably it will be Monday the 15th. So we start on Monday the 15th, as we stand right now, April 15th.
Tax day?
Tax day. You know, I mean, finally, Monday, the April 15th will be a glorious day instead of a payday. Well, having to pay out day, a debit day.
Well, I extended already, Dom, so.
Yeah, right.
Less meaningful in my world, the April 15th.
As we remember, the judge indicated he thought the trial would take about 6 weeks. So if we start April 15th, you tack on 6 weeks, we're in basically to the last week of May. Hell, Crudy, we could get a verdict before June, and I'll even wait until June 14th, my birthday and Trump's birthday. If we had to wait that long for a verdict, I would be totally fine with that. So, yeah, you know, I'm okay right now, man. I'm okay right now. How are you?
I'm a little bitter. I want it now, Daddy. I want it now.
You're always bitter, though, man.
I am at least relieved that there is a trial date on the calendar, because my greater concern is one delay leads to another delay leads to another delay, because that's been the case with Donald Trump. This guy does not face quick justice in any courthouse. You know, delay, 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 run it up the flagpole, claim immunity, and then start over again in the next courthouse and contend the very same issues. Often it's always presidential immunity, which we all know is not a thing, but the U.S. Supreme Court's given him cover fire until April 22nd. So what you're telling me is he's going to be at trial while the Supreme Court rules on whether or not he would have presidential immunity. But of course, these crimes, these alleged crimes, felonious crimes against the former president, occurred before he was elected the president. So even if there was some king-like, god-like presidential immunity that's, you know, handed down by this very partisan court, and that would be the loss of all respect I have ever again for the Supreme Court. Let's assume that's not going to happen. Let's assume that's not going to happen. For now, I assume it's not going to happen.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records related to the hush money payments to Daniels. And if I recall, some of those checks were signed by President Trump while he was in office. But the my take is this all, you know, originated, the origin story. This was Trump's origin story.
Like when the crime started, the criming?
Right. Prior to, of course, it relates to specifically the campaign. He wanted to keep the story out of the news because he was coming off the tail end of the, you know, locker room talk. You know, do what they want, tic-tac out, grab by the huh-huh, and all that. So he had a motivation. He was trying to suppress this, and he did. And so now we'll finally see 34 felony counts falsifying business records, perhaps starting on April 15th, perhaps a verdict, guilty verdict, I would suggest, by June, man, by June.
Well,
that's
Dom,
not that long.
I know you're not great with the math, the arithmetic. 20 day delay. That's all it is. 20 days
from the original 25th,
from the original trial date.
Right.
30 days from today, but 20 days is the only delay. So really a 3-week delay in the trial. So Christmas has only been delayed 21 days.
Yeah, see? No big deal. No biggie.
That's three Hanukkahs, dude. Damn near three Hanukkahs.
You'll be just fine, Mike. You'll be just fine. Keep your head up. Stay positive. I mean, obviously, they're going to, As I mentioned, they're going to give this guy every latitude. All the allies are going to help him out, and even those that would want to see quick justice for their history records are going to give him as much legal maneuvering and room as he can do so they can give him. So when he's finally convicted, not only will all the appeals fail, history will judge each and every one of those prosecutors and judges, anyone who had anything to do with it, fairly.
I hope you're right for once. 844-967-2789. The other big Trump legal news, of course, is the case in Fulton County. And Judge Scott McAfee, I believe his name, made a ruling today that somebody's got to go. I mean, what if the judge ruled one of the devils has got to go? One of you can stay, but one of you's got to go. That is effectively what the judge ruled today in the Fulton County in regards to the appearance of a conflict of interest.
Right.
He said the remedy is somebody's got to resign. Somebody's got to leave the prosecution. In my understanding, it ain't going to be Fani Willis. It's going to be Wade. He's already resigned. As the Washington Post is reporting, Dom, Dateline Atlanta, the judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump and his allies ruled that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis may continue with the prosecution, but only if Nathan Wade, the lead prosecutor she appointed and had a romantic relationship with, exited the case. Hours later, Wade resigned, citing his commitment to small-D democracy and making sure the case moves forward as quickly as possible. I admire that attitude, sir. In a 23-page ruling issued today, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee wrote that the defendants, and here's his quote, failed to meet their burden in proving that Willis' relationship with Wade, along with allegations that she was financially enriched through trips the two took together, was enough of a conflict of interest to merit her removal from the case. But the judge also found a significant appearance of impropriety that infects the current structure of the prosecution team and said either Willis in her office must fully leave the case or Wade must withdraw. Dom or Crude, somebody's got to go. As the case moves forward, reasonable members of the public could easily be left to wonder whether the financial exchanges have continued, resulting in some form of benefit to the district attorney, or even whether the romantic relationship has resumed.
Well, all this talk about a romantic relationship, man, makes you want for those longing days.
Put differently, an outsider could reasonably think that the district attorney is not exercising her independent professional judgment, totally free of any compromising influences. As long as Wade remains on the case, this unnecessary perception will persist. And Dom, on Friday afternoon, Wade submitted a letter of immediate resignation to Willis, pointing to the McAfee ruling. He described his time leading the prosecution and seeking justice for the people of Georgia and the United States as the honor of a lifetime. It's got to be the honor of your lifetime just to be on this show with me, Dom.
You're welcome. Here's what Wade said as well. I am offering my resignation in the interest of democracy and dedication to the American public and to move this case forward as quickly as possible. Willis responded in a letter accepting Wade's resignation and praising his professionalism and dignity in enduring threats and unjustified attacks in the media and in court on your reputation as a lawyer. You were the one who had the courage to accept this role, even though you did not seek it. Folks, put that one to bed. We got another one put to bed. Now, according to the Post, it's a legal victory for Willis, although, comes at a personal, professional cost, certainly, perhaps. But now we get to move forward. And isn't that what we're all trying to do? Let's move these cases forward.
Dom, she had hoped to put Trump and his co-defendants on trial in August. We are the devil's advocates. I want it sooner than that. I always do. I always want it yesterday. Except today, because it's Friday, and that means it's the weekend almost. Airing the grievances right here. 844-967-2789.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. We air the grievances on Friday. You can always join on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's going to be a long, lonely weekend in the Lone Star State. They have blocked Pornhub in Texas. You see this? No. Talk about having a grievance. What to know about Pornhub blocking access to Texas users? This is an important story, Dom. I found it in the Washington Post.
Very, very important.
Texans in search of online adult content, let's just call it, Dom, found disappointment Thursday after the website Pornhub suspended services in the state over objections to an age verification law that the site claims stifles First Amendment rights. Pornhub, one of the most popular websites in the world. I learned about it from you, Dad. From you, Dom.
Early innovator, Crudy. I'm surprised. I'd let you know. It was edumacating you.
I had no idea such a place existed until I met you. Pornhub, one of the most popular websites in the world, blocked Texas-based access to its site 1 week after the conservative U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit upheld the age verification portion of the state law. The adult video site previously opposed such measures in Utah and other states, arguing that age-gating laws are ineffective, unfair, and punish the very user states want to protect. But Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, you know, he's under criminal indictment himself, is he not, Dom? Yeah. Called the decision a victory over porn companies and denied the state law violates free speech laws, which tells me this guy absolutely is on Pornhub. You know, he's like MAGA Mike Johnson. You know, I never had to have my kid be my porn buddy. You know what I mean? Like, let's be buddies. And if I go on a porn site, it'll notify you. And if you go on a porn site, it'll notify me. I didn't ever need my teenage son to be my accountability partner. And I got to tell you, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, you protest too much, sir. A victory over porn companies like no one in Texas is going to get naked this weekend. A little bit more. But free expression advocates, guys like Dom, including those in the adult content industry, warn the laws like the one in Texas are being weaponized to censor a variety of content, including reproductive right resources and queer literature. Because it's not always just about the sex, right, Dom? So what say you, Dom? I know you're pretty libertarian on all things sexy.
Come on. Just a little bit on the law. H.R. 1181, a bipartisan bill requiring companies that offer sexual material harmful to minors, quote unquote, to verify that its users are at least 18 years old. Companies that need to limit minors' access, such as website or for liquor brands, commonly use an age-gating method, such as requiring a user to list their birthday. They go on the weed sites, you know, the dispensary sites. They do that.
I am at least 21 years of age.
I guarantee it. Texas law required users to prove their age by either entering information from a government-issued ID or using a third-party system that uses public and private data, such as employment, education, and mortgage information, to verify age. It also required porn sites to display a controversial, quote, health warning, which the law's opponents called pseudoscientific, and included language like Texas Health and Human Services warning, pornography increases the demand for prostitution, child exploitation, and child pornography. While the Fifth Circuit upheld the age verification portion of the law, it struck down the health warning requirement, ruling that it had unconstitutionally compelled plaintiff's speech.
But why is Pornhub blocking the access, Tom?
Pornhub's parent company, which was called MindGeek before rebranding last year to ILO, was among the plaintiffs in the lawsuit that ended up before the Fifth Court, Fifth Circuit. Pornhub responded to the court's ruling by pulling access to its site and its subsidiaries, including popular brands such as Brazzers, YouPorn, and Texas, to protest the law, which an ILO executive called ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous. Alex Keske, the vice president of brand and community, said in a statement Thursday that the age verification requirement was overbroad and would do little to protect children. His quote, "Not only will it not actually protect children, it will inevitably reduce content creators' ability to post and distribute legal adult content and directly impact their ability to share the artistic messages they want to convey with it." Also added that the law fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also most restrictive means of accomplishing the stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors. Pornhub said age verification laws without adequate enforcement will let pornography websites choose whether to comply, potentially driving users to sites that already have fewer content safeguards than Pornhub properties.
Here's how the article at the Washington Post concludes. Pornhub and other adult sites said they don't oppose restricting their content for minors, but the age requirements present a barrier for adults and force adults trying to access constitutionally protected material. Dom knows it when he sees it. They hand over private data that could be stored or tracked by the state. The company has argued that restrictive measures at the point of content, such as browser extensions or device filters that parents can install, are more effective. And by the way, Dom, Pornhub says it plans to appeal the ruling. Good year for lawyers, is it not? A lot of lawyers making a lot of money out there in the world.
Oh, poor Texas. And listen, I get it. Obviously, you don't want minors getting involved. But at the end of the day, you can have you can circumvent these things with a virtual network, a VPN. You know, you can get around all these kinds of things if someone is so inclined. So, I mean, I guess I can appreciate the effort per se, but are they really solving the problem? If the problem is minors getting access to porn sites, I think the way you solve that is you don't give them access to a network. You don't let them get on the internet. Because how are you going to stop that?
Dominic, it was perhaps 17, 18 years ago when a younger, more naive Crudy was watching Bill O'Reilly on the Fox News. And I called you and I said, Bill O'Reilly's talking about this YouPorn site. And you're like, I can do you one better. That's the bad stuff. Go to the Pornhub site. You know, assuming you're not in Texas this week. But and there was a request to tell the story again from the audience. So I'm going to tell the Dominic story again. So anyways, I had never heard about this site. And Bill O'Reilly, Papa Bear's big contention is, you know, this could be a way for minors to access this pornography. And, you know, in light of the fact I'm curious by nature, I thought it was my duty to go investigate what Dom had told me, this Pornhub site. So I was in a different industry then. I was working up some contracts for some real estate deals. I'm working down in the basement late at night. Kids are in bed. I got done with the contracts. Ugh, what's this site Dom told me about? What is it? So I go to the Pornhub. Whoa, naked people all over the place for freezies. And I had not been on this site for more than 30 seconds. And my ninja-like wife snuck up on me. And she comes looking over my shoulder, very disgusted. She's like, what are you looking at? And of course, no excuse came readily to mind, so I just blurted out, Dominic!
Dominic!
More Devil's Advocates, come on back.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. 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 Oh, crap.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The special prosecutor overseeing the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump has resigned following a judge's order that it was him or Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis. The order comes after allegations of an inappropriate relationship between Willis and prosecutor Nathan Wade. With the decision, the case against Trump will move forward, but ABC News contributor and former Georgia prosecutor Chris Timmons says he expects Willis to play a smaller role.
I don't think she's going to be sitting at counsel table. I think she's going to go back to her role and let her very capable deputies and the two special prosecutors who remain in the case take the ball and move it forward.
Trump's defense had sought to have Willis removed. Some 200 tons of humanitarian aid reaching Gaza through a new sea corridor from Cyprus. It's a significant step in getting aid into the war-torn territory. At least three people are dead following powerful storms that struck the Midwest from Texas to Ohio. At least 14 tornadoes confirmed to have touched down. This is ABC News.
It's the Badgers and the Boilermakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin Badgers playing the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament today, Purdue. Wisconsin played them last Sunday, losing by 8. What makes the Badgers think that they're ready this time? Head coach Greg Gard.
I think getting healthy was a big piece of it. And I mean, the stars have been in different parts of our team throughout the year. You know, Chucky had big games. Max has had big games. AJ has one today. John had one yesterday. But I've always felt the real strength of this, the ace of this team, has been their depth. That spark comes from specifically Cam and John.
In the Big East tournament, Marquette with another win, this time over Providence, 79-68. The Golden Eagles tip off tonight at Madison Square Garden against UConn. NFL, the Packers introduced their new running back, Josh Jacobs, after leaving the Raiders.
Ultimately, it came down to what I seen and what I felt like I believed in this team, the history of this organization, and feeling like I'm wanted by an organization. That's really what it came down to.
That's running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, the wind picking up and a low in the upper 30s. Partly sunny tomorrow, high upper 40s and windy. Cold Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, high near 40. The wind dies down for Monday, mostly sunny, cold again though, high only upper 30s. It's 42 right now.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay, going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving, get it moving."
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates.
rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Love it when it's a Friday. Dom's already got one leg in the weekend. I know how you work. You can be a part of this show. Friday, we air the grievances here. 844-967-2789. Dom, because you are immature of mind and spirit, we talked about the pornography story and the fact
I am young at heart, Crudy. Young at heart.
Young at heart, if not a body. We talked about the porn blockage story in Texas. Now, this would be problematic for the young people, I would think. They don't know how to date anymore. They just go straight to the porn sites, or they swipe left. I've seen you on your Grindr.
Come on, man. I'd hate to broad brush. I think I've had exposure to with my kids and their friends. They seem to be getting along and just fine.
The kids today, they're doing okay.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
My youngest kid's going to the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, where the former chancellor is well known for having a porn site. Joe Gow. Are the kids in La Crosse going to be okay, Dom?
Well, we made it out of there, man. And they're not kids, they're young adults.
That's true. And they have a new chancellor. Do you hear about this guy? James, don't call him Don Beebe.
I do not know anything about Mr. James Beebe.
He was the provost and vice president for academic affairs at Keene State College. It's Keene in New Hampshire. But he has been named the next chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. That's God's country up there, Dom. James Beebe, B-E-E-B-Y. I wonder what his OnlyFans page is.
Bet he doesn't have one yet.
Yet. I thought it came, you know, like when you become the new mayor of a city, you get to carry over the Twitter account, the mayor, you know, Cavalier Johnson, Satya Rhodes Conway. You know, my question is.
Mayor at, right.
Do you get to carry forth with the chancellor's social media accounts?
I would think so.
Chancellor.
If there's a generic chancellor, but certainly
OnlyFans.com.
Personal. Right.
Anyways, not an important issue. I just thought I'd throw it out there because it's Friday. I know you don't like working very hard. 844-967-2789. Let's lead on the audience. Nick from Madison. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Nick.
Good. How you doing today?
Thank God Pornhub didn't cut you off this weekend, fella.
Well, I've never been on Pornhub, and I don't
really
care about it.
Never? Never, never?
Never. Not one. Never, not one.
I don't care what you tell your mom or your girl, you know, just because you cleaned your browser history, man. Come on, you can be honest on the air
I'm
here
not
with
saying
this.
I've never looked at porn. I'm just saying I've never looked at Pornhub.
Okay? That's just not your preferred site. Okay, fair enough, Nick.
Yes, just being honest, you know.
You could have a Dominic story like me.
Dominic, just blame me, Nick. That's all you got to do. Blame me. I can take it. That's okay. Everyone expects it from me.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't want to go here. This is going to go to a dark place.
All right. What do you got, Nick? Happy Friday, man. What's your thought?
Happy Friday. Yeah. Grievances. You know me. You know I'm conservative, but I also cannot stand Trump. But, you know.
Well, your attitude towards porn shows me you're conservative, Nick, but go ahead.
Trust me, there are a lot of conservatives who watch porn. I think he is the definition of the literal Teflon Don. And he's actually named Don, you know, unlike, you know, the Don. I mean, nothing will stick with him. Nothing will, because he has enough supporters and he has enough, and it drives me nuts. It really does. As a conservative,
so Nick, are you looking? You think some of the things that he's charged with that he actually did? You think there's actual crimes committed by this former president in the multitude of what, 91, I guess now to 80, 88 maybe, charges and four different indictments. You believe those? You don't think that's just a witch hunt or something, some lawfare going on against the former president?
I think there is a lot of lawfare going on, but I also think there are some things that are, you know,
define the lawfare parts. Which ones are the lawfare parts? Just for the record, just so I have clarity.
91 indictments. 91. Okay.
My understanding is six have been dismissed, so he's down to like 85 indictments. Is that a more manageable, less lawfare-like number? I mean, if he did a lot of crime, and man, there's going to be a lot of indictments. Is that it, the sheer number of indictments?
Well, and Nick, for the record, as we mentioned on the hush money case, right, the falsifying of business records in New York, he had 34 of those 91 were in that case alone. And every time he wrote a check, every time he posted it, you know, wrongly, illegally, and he filed the tax, you know, every one of those was a separate felony count.
You know, from raw dogging a porn star and then paying her off, apparently, to not be publicly exposed for both the sake of his marriage and his political campaign. You know, I hate to keep dragging you back to porn, but it's your former president that does it.
I don't want to sound like I'm defending Trump, because I'm not, you know. Sure. But I think if you come after the king, you better be able to kill the king. And I don't think that these indictments are doing it. I don't. You know, we'll see what happens.
I think January 6th trial would. I think the insurrection, I realize he's not technically charged with insurrection, but I think his provable efforts to overturn the outcome of the last election, Nick, I think that's the king killer, if you will.
Well, that's one of them, but it doesn't have to be as egregious as that. It can be simply 34 felony counts of business fraud.
But I'm less clear, you know, I mean, he's already been tagged with $500 million in civil fraudulent outcomes. It's not like people don't know that this guy's got a bad reputation as a businessman. When you talk about killing the king politically, I don't know that a conviction in the New York hush money trial, which involves Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, I mean, it's going to be salacious. It's going to be interesting to talk about.
It's a no-brainer. There's
literally but that part's the less sexy part, Dom. That
I get it.
The Trump supporters are not going to...
Here's the point. Al Capone, taxes are not sexy. You get them. You get what you get when you get it, man. And I get it. I'd love to see the J6 stuff. I'm dumb.
He's not going to prison.
That's the more dangerous one. He could certainly go to prison.
Not between here and November. He's certainly not going to go to prison.
Falsifying business records. And John Gotti was the Teflon Don, Nick, until he wasn't. You get away with it. You know, Capone was untouchable until he wasn't.
But understand.
It's up to us, number one, and the systems and the rule of law and yada, 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 and all that. And hopefully we have talented, qualified people in the roles of prosecutors and the judge, you know, not on the take, not pulling favors or punches one way or the other, to objectively apply the law to everybody equally, regardless if it's 34 felony counts of Donald Trump doing it, or if I'm posting my QuickBooks wrong and filing fraudulent taxes. If someone else does it, they should certainly pay the price. There should be a consequence to it. And if Donald Trump does it or anybody else, that's the point. Equal under law.
Sure. You ain't going to kill the king, not politically, not on the elective ballot, not to the MAG of supportive. And there are polls out there that said if Donald Trump is convicted of crimes, that they will fall away. The support, about 20% of the MAGA base, will fall away from Trump. But these ain't the ones that are going to convince them. Paying off the porn star, allegations in New York State.
Well, when you keep laying it in those frameworks.
I'll let you finish, dude.
Well, come on, man. You keep saying it. Falsifying business records, Crudy. Say it. Say it. You all hung up on the porn and the sexiness of it all. Say falsifying business records. 34 felony counts to that.
Put you in prison? I mean, seriously, name the last guy who went to prison for falsifying business records.
And I don't know.
If Al Capone's your precedent, that's been a while. And no doubt,
I'm sure
could that be the end result after appeal? in 3, 4, 5 years from now, if the guy loses the presidency, yeah, that could be the end result. He could end up in a New York State prison. But it's my conjecture that he won't between now and Election Day. And even if convicted on the New York State trial charges, that's not enough to end his political career with his MAGA base. That will not be the death blow.
A polling, I don't hear them saying crimes. If he's convicted of a crime, yes, I'll lose support.
You just heard the guy who's a never Trump conservative tell you that was not enough, Dom. How many times you got to hear it? Who else you got to hear it from? From CJ, then you'll believe it?
I'm talking to you and your polls that you're quoting, and they didn't specify which of the 91 felony counts.
I draw that specification.
You draw it. That's fine. So you can say Crudy's opinion, and I'm offering a contrarian opinion.
Well, mine is right, and yours is wrong. 844-967-2789. John for Boaz. Welcome, John. Tell me he's wrong, John. Tell me he's wrong.
Gentlemen, would you quit arguing about what Trump did and what he didn't do? He's a felon, and I am doing my homework in the history books of comparing him to Hitler. First, there's one word I'd like to start with, Black's Law Dictionary. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. That is insurrection. They could guillotine his head right off with treason, or at least put him in jail for a long time. This is what compares to Hitler. Hitler had the problem with power. He had an extreme power problem. Trump, his poison is power and greed. Now, my grievance right now is all of the madness of the mob who vote for him. Now, if you look at all of the people that worked for him on the first try and they turn over, was including Rudolph Giuliani, Matthias, Dunford, Kushner, and Tillerson. Now, there's a situation where he called the woman, Tillerson, the C word, because she told him, don't ever talk to me like that. He said, well, you're nothing but a C word.
John, I think we're getting a little off track here. I appreciate your contribution. I know you're going in depth. And I certainly think the Black's legal definition of insurrectionist might be appropriate here. But that is a different trial than the New York State trial. And the point Nick made, and I'm trying to listen to Nick's point and respond to Nick's specific statement, which is, if you're going to, you know, take a shot at the king, you better take him out. And of all of the cases, you know, Dom, it's always been my opinion that this might be business fraud, but this is not a case that is going to convince the broad swath of the American public that something different about Donald Trump than they already believe, right? You're not going to change the MAGA's mind about Trump because suddenly he committed business fraud.
Just quoted. And let me be very specific about who went to jail, perhaps, on these very similar crimes. Let's think about Michael Cohen. He went to jail 8 counts
for lying to Congress,
criminal tax evasion and campaign finance violations.
Lying to Congress.
Criminal tax evasion and campaign finance violations. Justice.gov. Who else went to jail? Oh, yeah. What's his name? The CFO of the Trump Organization, Weisselberg. He also went to jail, Crudy, for these very had to pay.
So is Peter Navarro, but that's a different case and a different crime.
You say who went to jail, Crudy? Two of Trump's employees who were engaged in the very same acts that he was went to jail for their fraudulent business records crimes, Crudy.
Okay. If Trump is sitting in jail in New York State between now and November, mea culpa. But that ain't going to happen. And the convictions will not prevent the vast majority of the MAGA base from supporting this guy. This one ain't going to kill the king. 844-967-2789. That's for Chutkin, or maybe the classified documents, or the Fulton County. Let's hope that one goes forward in August. We're going for it right now. More Devils.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 player selection draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the lines, airing up the grievances on Fridays. It is a tradition of the Devil's Advocates. We love it when you join us to do so. 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've got a headline about as impactful as a criminal conviction in New York State would be to Donald Trump. I don't know if you know, but his former vice president, Mike Pence, is refusing to endorse him for the presidency. And it will be as impactful on the Hang Mike Pence MAGA base as the New York criminal trial is. It ain't going to kill the king. 844. 967-2789.
Crudy, let me just say this before we get to the lines. It doesn't matter if it quote-unquote kills the king. The crimes were committed. You present the evidence. You have the trial, and you move on. You know, killing of the king is, of course, a rhetorical conversation, and there, thusly, it is also subjective. Does it damage him? Does it keep him out of politics forever? Does he go to jail? I don't know. It's an impact. And I'm not clear that if you see the those folks that'll start paying attention come late fall that, oh, yeah, the guy was just convicted for, you know, these business crimes in New York State and also now starting X trial X A, B or C, that will not have an impact, man. So, I get your opinion and you very strongly believe it, but I think it's a little more nuanced than that.
Well, I've never known you to be a little or a lot nuanced. 844-967-2789. Let's leave it at that because I want to get to the Lions. Eric from Lodi, welcome. Please tell that man for the love of God how wrong he is.
Hey, Eric.
I can't quite do that because I think you're both right. This is not going to change anybody on the MAGA side. But it might change independent minds, people that are undecided, people that are just checking in the final months of the campaign. But I did want to say that I think that this weekend, I think there's probably something that's not going to be bigger in Texas. But, you know, anyway, there's a call back there. So, but yeah, no, I just happened. Yeah, my grievances with the court system and Merrick Garland and putting this just delaying this till the 11th hour. So yeah.
The stars at
anyway,
night are big and bright. There ain't no porn in Texas.
Thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Please don't ever sing, Crudy. Tim from Wales. I'm gonna wail on him if he sings. Hey Tim, welcome. What do you got?
Hey Tim.
Hey, I don't think that New York will influence anything at all.
Tim, would you characterize yourself as a conservative, a liberal, a Dem, a Republican? Where do you fall on the political spectrum, if I may ask?
I would say independent, but I voted for Obama. I voted for Biden, too.
And
but the reason I don't think it would affect it is because people in business look at the way that things are appraised, and you always want to appraise your things over what your business is worth.
Well,
and
I,
the banks look at it, and they also have a third-party underwriter look at it.
So but I think that's a different case, Tim. We should draw a distinction because he was found civilly that he had defrauded the state of New York. And while I can certainly, and I did say, you know, potentially there was no victim here. You know, he misled the banks, but as he told you many times, no victim. But this is a different circumstance that's going to be tried in New York in the criminal trial. What is being alleged is that Donald Trump, for the benefit of his campaign and perhaps his marriage, paid through his fixer, through Michael Cohen, about $130,000 to Stormy Daniels to keep her from making any public statements about the relationship they had. And then he additionally...
Yeah, that part will.
What's that?
I said that part will, but I don't think the business dealings with the... having the businesses over evaluated.
Okay. All right. So Tim, for clarity's sake, then your position is that the civil case that Trump is now liable for up to $500 million on from the New York State Attorney General Tish James, the civil case, that it has less bearing on the criminal case of his business records tied to the payoff and the election. You think that criminal business
case
would be more impactful than the $500 million.
What if we found out Trump was broke and he can't make bond? Do you think that is impactful on the electorate? If Trump is broke, do people have a differing opinion of the man?
Yes, definitely.
I can't vote for a broke-ass man. Tim, have a great weekend, man. Thanks for playing along.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, man.
844-967-2789. Let's get at least one more in this hour. Mark from the SAC, welcome back, man. You got a grievance, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, a little bit of a grievance. I've heard some question on the resignation of Wade and the Ronnie Wilson's response to it. You know, thanking him for his courage. Apparently, two other people refused to take the job before Willis offered it to Wade because of the threats that they're under. Gets to the point that Donald Trump is continuing to threaten people all the time. For God's sakes, he's threatened judges. His lawyers have threatened judges and jurors. And, you know, it gets back to the point that you are responsible for what you are saying. I mean, I brought this one up before where you know, Henry II made the comment, well, somebody rid me of this meddlesome priest, and, you know, some of his household knights went and murdered Thomas Becket. I mean, Donald Trump is continuing to threaten these people, and Donald Trump's acolytes and his little followers out there, all these maggot heads, are going out there and threatening judges, calling up threatening judges, threatening, you know, potentially threatening jurors. And the law should be coming down on those people with both feet publicly. And those people should be going to jail as well as done. The next time Donald Trump opens his mouth, threatens a judge or degrades a judge, his ass should just get pitched in jail just like any other citizen. Because right now he is not President Trump. He's former President Trump, and he is just Citizen Trump at this point in time and should be subject to the same sanctions that any of us would be subject to if we were up on trial and started making threats to the judge or calling the judge names or instructing a lawyer to call the judge names. You know, to hell with that stuff.
Yeah, man, it's equal under the law, Mark, you know, something like that. And certainly, Donald Trump knows when he speaks like that, he knows what the reaction will be. I mean, look at the tweets he sent out, and then look how everyone said, hey, hang Mike Pence. Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what he needed to do. And everyone starts yelling, hang Mike Pence. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's almost like there is a correlation there.
Damn, this is my jam. Come back with us, the happier happy hour, you know, hour number two or three, depending on your point of view. The stars at night are big and bright, but there is no porn in Texas this weekend. Blame Ken Paxson.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Monday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by City of Milwaukee political veteran Alderman Bob Bauman as we discuss why the incumbent city attorney is unfit for office.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas.
through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The lead prosecutor in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump has resigned after